1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 through 24 say this: "It pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to the Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." Paul has just stated the world cannot know God through worldly, fleshly wisdom. But if not through man's wisdom or man's power, then how does it happen? How do we know God? How does the wisdom and power of God displayed in the work of the cross become ours? Well, notice what Paul writes in verse 21. It says, "It pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe." And then in verse 24, it talks about those who are called. Are you a believer today? Well, it's not because you were so wise that you figured this thing out. It's because God called you through the gospel message unto Himself. He opened up your eyes to your desperate need to flee from your own selfish wisdom and sin and to run to Christ in faith. And this power and wisdom is made available to any Jew, any Greek, any Roman, any Gentile who believes. Today, when you pray, please pray for Yairo Bonilla and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Costa Rica. And also remember the Vietnamese LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Vietnam.